FM LA, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.
Welcome back to East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. My name is Sam Tele, and today I'm joined by a special guest, very much loved by KZN, and they need no introduction. Today, I bring you director at AmaZulu FC and now film producer, Manzini Zungu. Welcome to East Coast Radio. How are you doing? So I'm very excited. When I first heard about an idea that there is a Shaka film that's coming on, and it's going to be a different one, I was so excited. I tried my best to reach out and get hold of you, but it was so difficult that it took this long. But I'm so happy that now I get to speak to you and the project is out. Now, what is your role as a producer in the film?
First of all, was to bring an amazing talent, gifted young people around the table from different backgrounds. I mean, I have been blessed to work with that team that saw the vision, because we wanted to tell the story of Shaka the King, not only as the people have told the story from the western side of the world, but we wanted to tell the story because it is our heritage, and our heritage is wealth. We wanted to tell the Shaka strategy in leadership, the Shaka flanking, the horn strategy in conquering the enemy and building the nation. But we wanted to tell the story that against all odds, a young boy, a young girl that is being bullied can rise up, and there is 1,000 ancestors that are behind every young man, young child, young girl in this country that are propelling them forward to succeed.
The angle in which the story is told in the modern days, what inspired the anime version through the creative process?
It was to go back to our young audience and make it relevant to them, and make sure that they can receive, one, history, heritage, but more importantly, the lessons that comes out of this film, and the values that and the theme of this film. So I'm so glad that we wanted a global audience. Not only we wanted a global audience, but telling our own stories as Africans, as South Africans, for the global audiences.
Now, I watched it about 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to watch it for the third time now. Wow, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love that. It surprised me first, because when I heard about it, I had an idea on how it's going to go. Yes. But when I watched it, I was like, wow, this is a very good storytelling. So now that I know you from that perspective, do you plan on working on future films?
Oh yes, I'm working on one right now. I'm an executive producer.
Okay.
It's gonna be a series, and is a Maskanda series. It's going to be on Mzansi Magic. We are busy shooting around the location of KZN. I will leave it at that now. But okay. I think what is important as well on the Shaka story is we really, really wanted to make sure that the Shaka story doesn't die with an older generation. It is as relevant to the young generation, and thanks to the quality and the team that put it together, because I didn't do it on my own.
Definitely.
And I was so blessed to work with an amazing human being who is very close to my heart, to Ayanda Boroto. I work with Amanda Zungu, who was and still is so passionate on taking this story to the world. Mm-hmm. And we worked with the likes of Terry Petto as well as Zizipho Zungu. But the team that has put this together with Nick Clute, that worked with me on directing this film and on the mm-hmm. animation side, it's been fantastic. And we've been well received around the world.
Definitely.
And the film has been getting awards.
Love it. So now, just to break away a bit. Mm. Now, we've heard that you work on film. We also know you are very major in sports.
Mm-hmm.
You're a director at AmaZulu.
Yes.
Which is inspiring. One is listening in KZN. They are sitting at home. They are inspired. They want to be like you one day.
Mm-hmm.
Or when they come across you, they want to shine also. What do you sport in talent?
First of all, it's about values. Values drive performances. Basic values: respect, integrity, teamwork. And over and above that is the ability to want to learn, to be curious, to want to know more. So it is very important. And in sport, the career of being an athlete is the short one. So we are encouraging our young people to take our bodies, their bodies, seriously, as because that is their art form. So values are very important.
I love that. Now back to the form. Where can we enjoy this form?
I'm happy to say, as from the 3rd of this month, the Women's Month, August, the film was launched on the global, the biggest global platform, which is Netflix.
Amazing.
Please go out there, watch as much as you can. I've been receiving lots of reviews from different families, people I know and the people that I don't know, that especially they watch it as a family, but the repeats that the young audience is doing to the film, and that's what we wanted to achieve, and we are so happy that it's doing just that.
Manzin, thank you so much, brother. Siyabong.
Makai.
Thank you.
Bong amin.
Sounds LA, East Coast Radio.